Last week, we talked about infinite banking for business owners. Today's topic, cash value life insurance for kids. We're going to dive into why you would even want life insurance on kids. What could be the benefits? What are some other alternatives? We're really going to get into it with this. Stick around. This is the Life Insurance Financial Education Podcast, where we're pulling back the curtain on high cash value life insurance and how it can help you build wealth and achieve your financial goals. I'm your host, James Barber, your Oregon Cash Flow Pro.
My name is Jane with Tech Exam Millionaire Club.
And my name is Carlo Vaquero with NetWealth Finance.
Welcome back, everybody. Before we hop into today's topic, anybody have any updates on your personal investments to share with everybody?
I am planning to be the bank and buy a lot of small single families and put a so-called tenant buyer inside. I am killing a lot of deals. Even today, someone told me that's a zombie zone. Don't buy anything there. So that's lessons learned. This process will avoid a lot of mistakes, heavily costly mistakes down the road. So that's my update.
And in the interest of also protecting, I actually did, in my normal brokerage, move away from some relatively large positions that were in ETFs. And so I'm increasing my cash position with some of this uncertainty and still have a decent amount of holdings and other stuff, but a little bit of a recovery in the market. So I went ahead and took advantage of selling some positions that had been pretty good for me already. And then additionally, my boat has been having a pretty strong season. I believe I should be getting a draw here pretty soon from my business to get a little bit of cash out of that and cover expenses. So it has been nice to start to see this process and the boat doing pretty well in the charter business. For those that don't know, I do have a boat that operates charters in the British Virgin Islands. And it is an interesting business, and it is an improvement in terms of the finances over previously operating in the Bahamas.
Is this going to be like the first full season that you'll get without a lightning strike?
So last year, there was a full season, although it was probably a little bit late to the game, and maybe it missed a couple weeks. But this is the first full season in the British Virgin Islands, whereas the margins in the Bahamas were just not effectually non-existent due to some of the taxes that are there for charters in the Bahamas.
Oh, so you originally were in the Bahamas, and now you've shifted.
That's correct. So this first season, the season where my boat was struck by lightning, I was coming into it late, so I really only lost what would have been half that season in the Bahamas, but I pretty much lost all of it because it was struck by lightning. Then the repairs were mostly in what would have been the off season, but that first season was where they implemented a VAT on charters. So a value-added tax was implemented in the Bahamas on charters, which was effectively my entire margin. And around 10% of gross is kind of what the owner margin is. And that is what killed the business for me. Owner operators can probably do okay in the Bahamas, but for an owner who's not living on the boat and operating themselves, it's not going to be conducive for most folks to operate in the Bahamas.
Thanks for the updates, you two. Let's jump into cash value life insurance for kids. I'm a huge fan of it personally. I own policies on my kids. And something that is often brought up from people who would advocate against this is, what is the need for insurance? Why do you need insurance on a kid? And for some people, it just feels weird. Like, it feels wrong to make money if you have a child that dies. What do you say to that?
Well, from a cultural perspective in China, I think there's superstitious, right? If you buy something for the kids, and then it's for the death benefit of the kids. But I think it's what the parent wants to do. And if we actually have the life insurance on the kids, it can guarantee the future insurability. I think that's very key, important aspect of the whole entire risk management for the household.
That's one way to look at it.
And so I certainly believe that we all should have at least some level of life insurance on our children. The last thing we want to worry about is expenses. And maybe you can self-insure, but if something was to happen to our children, then we wouldn't want to have to worry about expenses. So I do have intention of getting cash value life insurance for my children. Currently, I do have term policies through my work, but I do think that there is at least a small insurable interest in your having your children insured, just so that you have that peace of mind of not needing to worry about anything but your grieving process.
Yeah, the biggest argument that I have in favor of getting coverage on kids, it's not because we think they're going to die, and not even that we want to profit off of their death. That's absolutely not the case. But realistically, we don't necessarily know how we're going to react. How is our spouse going to react? Are we going to be able to continue working like we have been? Do we need to take time off to grieve? There could be mental instability that severely disrupts somebody's ability to earn an income. And at its heart, that's what life insurance is about. Life insurance is about replacing income in the event of a death. And while the kid might not be bringing in any income, and this is the argument that a lot of people say, like, the kid doesn't bring in any income, you don't need it to live, so why do you need to insure it? But the impact of a death of somebody that's a loved one that's close to you can severely impact your ability to make money. And you may not even know it. This is something that not very many people get to experience these days. And so who knows how you're going to react to it? I don't know how I would react to it. If one of my kids died, will I want to take time off work? This is the argument that I look at in relation to why I advocate for everybody having some type of death benefit coverage in a family. You don't know who could die at any given moment and the impact that that might have on the family. If your spouse dies, you might need to hire a nanny. You might need to hire somebody to help you watch the kids while you still try to continue working. Maybe you can't work. Like, there's just so many unknowns out there. That's ultimately what insurance provides. So at its base level, I do think that it's a good idea to have death benefit coverage on kids. The question then becomes, what type of coverage would be appropriate? Well, term insurance isn't available for kids. So you can toss that out the door. You can't just buy term and invest the difference on a child. You're going to have to get some type of permanent policy. So it's going to boil down to generally whole life or index universal life. So let's jump into whole life first. Whole life, easy to understand. What is the benefits of whole life on a child? And specifically, we're going to be talking about high cash value life insurance for kids, but you could also just touch on the basic whole life benefits that might be had with a kid's policy.
So based on what I know, a lot of parents, they buy the whole life on the kids as a gift, lifetime gift for the kids, because it's a permanent life insurance. And the premium every year, the parents is contributing to the policy is fixed. So they design for whatever the comfort level. I know a lot of people, they go with the annual gift amount. That's one way to look at. You could also design different ways to suit different purpose. The permanent life insurance, the whole life insurance, will have the fixed premium and will with a lot of guarantees for the rest of the kid's life.
One advantage that you have with getting whole life early on is the fact that the structure of whole life is dividing the cost of that insurance over the life of the insured. So when you get it early on and you have something that is paid up at age 99, for example, that means that your costs can be averaged over a very long period of time. And so the insurance can be significantly cheaper when you do something like that. So that is something that is nice with whole life, and the fact that you have those guarantees for the entire life of the insured. So your children will have insurance for the rest of their lives, and that is built into the structure of a whole life policy.
Yeah, so basically, whole life provides the ability to set the budget. You know whether it's a very low budget or very high budget. You'll know that that's locked in for life for that particular policy, and you don't ever have to worry. It's just going to always continue to go up in value. The cash growth is just going to keep marching ahead. It may not be otherworldly. Certainly not going to replace, you know, a good investment. It's a nice asset to own throughout your life, and there are multiple ways to use it throughout your life in order to help meet other needs. Jing mentioned earlier guaranteeing insurability in the future.
I mentioned something about the insurability of the kids or our children. I think as a parent, we really want to have that mindset saying, okay, no matter what happened to the kids, they can have this life insurance. The insurability will definitely be there. Versus if we all know Mayo Clinic, they are doing the kids' cancer research. There's a lot of kids can get sick. Unfortunately, if they do have cancer, sometimes they could possibly never get insurance. They could get some insurance, but the premium could be very, very high.
The fact is that even if it's not cancer, whatever it might be, some conditions develop in adolescence at different ages. If you just go ahead and get insurance early on so that they're at least insured with some level, then you can preempt the possibility of some kind of condition that develops that makes them uninsurable in the future. So that is a real benefit if you get either whole life or IUL for a child, that you have insurance before some kind of diagnosis like that.
Yeah, for people that value an actual death benefit, having the ability to definitely have some type of coverage is valuable. So you can lock that in for your kid early before anything potentially happens that could disrupt that. There are certain things that you can add that allow that death benefit amount to be increased regularly as well, no matter what happens with their health. As a general high cash value design, we're not usually looking to do things like that, but just at its base level, having that future insurability can be beneficial, and it can't get taken away. So they get the benefits of being able to own a whole life policy for the rest of their life. Let's shift over a little bit to the cash value aspects of these, and we're going to open this up to whole life and IUL. There are some variabilities with IUL compared to the whole life. We talked about the guarantees in the whole life, but there's so much potential with an IUL. And IUL happens to be my favorite choice when it comes to insuring a child. And I can dig into those. We can get into those reasons in a little bit. But let's start with, what are some of the tax advantages that we're going to be able to enjoy when we're utilizing high cash value life insurance for a kid?
Well, one thing is about the premium. If you think about this life insurance as a box, every dollar you put in, all the future growth, if you use it correctly as a loan, there's no income tax we're talking about. It's tax-free as a loan. Even if you want to withdraw your basis, there's no tax consequences. So the future of the growth with this IUL or whole life policy, if you use the cash value correctly, there's no tax consequences, income tax returns.
Yes. So with life insurance, since it grows tax deferred and passes income tax free, those advantages can be taken advantage. You can take advantage of this through those policy loans. So you have access to growth, and there's going to be a lot of growth inside of a child policy just because the nature of compound interest over time, that policy will have a lot of time to grow. And so being able to access that income tax free can be very beneficial when you're using those policy loans for various things.
Yeah, this is a great tool for being able to save money in a tax advantage environment. It's going to grow tax deferred. We access it tax free. What else does that remind you of? A Roth, one of our favorite financial tools where we can put after tax dollars in. It grows tax deferred and we access it tax free. Well, the IUL and the whole life work very similarly to that, except when you have a kid, most kids don't work. So they don't even have the option to contribute to a Roth, but we can contribute to something that works similarly to a Roth, or at least we get to enjoy most of the same advantages of a Roth.
Especially if the parents if one of the parents or both parents are self-employed, if they want to employ their kids to be either on the payroll or not on the payroll, all the documentation, the bookkeeping, the record keeping to pay their kids so they can have the earned income to contribute to their Roth IRA. That's a lot of work. Versus you just simply just buy a life insurance, either whole life or IUL, and then you can still do almost exact tax advantages with using the IUL or whole life on the kids.
And I also love having a Roth. I fund my own Roth, and I think they're fantastic vehicles. I like life insurance for children also for the fact that you have that downside protection or even guaranteed returns on the whole life side. So it's not that I think Roth, you're, generally speaking, you're going to let it grow over time, and it's not a huge deal to have a big market correction with a Roth. But there is that advantage. If you do want to access the funds, having the ability to tap into an IUL through a policy loan when you need to, especially if you're doing things, maybe funding things for college, for your kids, or whatever it might be, the advantages that life insurance have over a Roth or for emergencies is that you're not going to have these kinds of penalties if you have to tap into things, or taxes if you're tapping the growth. Because you have the policy loan, you can access these things tax-free with the flexibility doing whatever you choose when you take a policy loan.
Absolutely. So access to the funds is one of like the biggest benefits to this over something else that we might choose to put money into. That is a key aspect and why I contribute quite heavily to my kids' policies. So this brings us to ownership. There might be different reasons why we might actually start a policy on a kid. And I think some of what we have talked about has been kind of geared toward this could be something that they might own in the future. Kids can't own life insurance policies, though. So when we first start out, somebody else has to be the owner of the policy. And there might be different reasons behind the ownership and different reasons to pass it on. What's one of the reasons that somebody might own a policy on a kid?
We may have the full intention of transferring ownership of the policy to our children at some state in the future. Since they can't own life insurance as a child, then we will buy them life insurance as a child, lock in that insurability, lock in the ability to have that growth for all those years of childhood, and then we'll have that ability to transfer to them when they're older, or we may keep control of that. So if we want to continue to have access in that being part of our own financial, our bank or our financing structure, we can continue to own that and not worry about things like the gift tax or things like that throughout our life and do something like a transfer to an ILIT or just let it pass when we pass away.
So you touched on the two reasons why we might own the policy. One, we want to give it to them. Or two, we want to own the policy and take the advantages of being the owner ourselves. So true that we don't have to give them the policy. An owner controls the policy. They control the cash value. And there could be a number of reasons why a parent might want to retain ownership of a policy. I know personally, I've had clients who said, I don't think I would trust the kids with the cash value at this point. They need to get quite a bit older before I would consider giving this to them. And then I've had others that we get that policy because they can't qualify for insurance. And it gives them access to a cash somewhere that they can put the cash that they intend to utilize still throughout their life that they wouldn't otherwise be able to get. If that is the route that somebody chooses to go, at some point, if they die, what happens to that life insurance policy?
So you can list your contingent owners, and I think the ideal contingent owner in the event that you pass away will tend to be your child, if this is a policy on the child. But you may still not even necessarily do that. You may still want to have your spouse maintain control of that and until a certain age. So there's various things that you can use in your will as well, and what you want to be done with that policy. But the primary easiest way is to probably just define your contingent owners for the policy.
So essentially what I was getting at was, this is an asset. The life insurance policy is an asset. And it can get passed on just like any other asset. It can get passed on through a will and given to anybody. It can get, in some cases, you can list a contingent owner in the policy itself to where it doesn't have to go through probate, doesn't have to go through a will. The insurance company knows who's the owner of this policy if the current owner dies. So there could be easy ways to pass it on in that scenario. Outside of actually giving it to somebody in that manner, there are ways to utilize trusts as well to help meet ownership needs in the future for these things.
Well, the trust, we usually call it ILIT, Irrevocable Life Insurance Trust. Remember, trust itself is an entity already. It segregates what you own versus what the trust will own. If you put your life insurance into the trust, into the ILIT, which is super important, since sometimes when you set up the trust, it does not function by itself. You have to put stuff into the trust. In this case, the ILIT will be the life insurance owner in this situation. It can also be the beneficiary. The insured will be whatever the original insured person for this ILIT. It's one of the tools which we could use in the estate planning because it will not count into your own estate when you calculate all the numbers because trust itself is a separate entity already.
We should all be lucky if we all have to consider for estate tax considerations. And that's in my goal in my asset portfolio when I pass away is to fall into that camp. So at some stage, I do have the intention of moving elements and assets into various forms of trusts. So I think it's a good thing to know about and keep in mind. So with a child, it is a good tool, but one downside to that is there is expense involved with creating and maintaining a trust. So just keep that in mind. I don't think that's plan A for most normal folks. But it is a good thing to have once you do start to have a good amount of assets.
All right, well said. Let's talk about the fun part of this. And that's the long-term cash value accumulation potential of these things. Basically, one of the biggest reasons I like these policies for kids is even at a very low funding level, you get 50, 60, 70 years of compounding. You're going to have quite a bit of cash.
When I look at these numbers and you think about compound interest over that amount of time, the numbers can get very silly. We don't always illustrate income levels, but certainly when you start to illustrate and look at some of the possibilities of income generation with an IUL, it's in retirement, our children may not need to work for very long when you consider for all of that time. So I think it is a great advantage to have all of that growth for so much time. I think if we all just started earlier, we would be much better off. And that is a big advantage you can do and set up for your children.
Well, we could also take a look at the stages of the kids, right? This IUL or whole life, whatever your policy you choose to buy on the kids, we could tap into the cash value for their college funding. Later on, it could be their down payment of their first primary residence when they get married. They could, it could also be their retirement planning tools. And remember, we are doing the infinite banking concept. If you tap into it and then you have extra money, you put it back as if you never touched it. Over the long, really long period of time, the cash value can grow into a significant number.
Now, there's all kinds of ways to utilize this cash value throughout life, and so many years of compounding that the accumulation potential is kind of off the charts. And while we know, in theory, we know that we can get possibly better growth in the stock market if we just put it in there, forget about it, you just keep plugging away, eventually it's going to turn into a lot of money. But you still run the risk of the ups and the downs, and nobody knows how anybody's going to deal with that. Like, there's a real human aspect that could cause problems with that particular strategy that we don't encounter in cash value life insurance because we have that downside protection. It's only going to go up. So if you want to guarantee that your kids are going to be millionaires, high cash value life insurance is a really good way to ensure that.
Jim earlier mentioned that it could be a down payment for a house. Realistically, with a few $1,000s a year that you might put in to a child's policy, you could have your children buying their entire first house potentially with the compound interest. So it, the numbers can get really pretty crazy when you give it a decent amount of time and you just treat it like a regular mortgage, pay it back. But that growth, that interest is sticking with you or with your child in that time. So it can be a great opportunity for your children.
Another quick possibility will be some funding for the kids to start their own business. We talk about several different episodes how high cash value life insurance can be a great tool for business owners.
I think the possibilities are almost limitless with what we can come up with as far as utilizing cash value in the future. But the key is to get it started. So with that, what would be a good call to action for folks this week?
It's time for this week's call to action.
I would say inventory what you could put away for your children and start assessing whether or not you life insurance makes sense for your situation. Jing mentioned earlier the possibility of starting a business or having a business and you can pay your children for a Roth. There's the options of 529s. There's a lot of different options that you have. I happen to think one of the best savings mechanisms for a child is in something like an IUL. So inventory, if you have a little bit of extra cash, and determine whether or not this could make sense for you to fund for your own children.
Well, I will call for an evaluation of your particular situation, right? You may have zero kids. You may have 5, 6 kids. How much you want to contribute? What's your purpose? And just think it through. Things, if it's a whole life, you're committing that premium every year for each kid. So I think it's a good call to action to really have a plan if you want to give your kids a good start having some permanent life insurance on your kids.
And I'm going to say, for a good call to action, reach out to your insurance agent. And if you don't have an agent, reach out to us. We're happy to talk to you about potential coverage. Consider coverage for everybody in the family. We started out talking about the actual need for life insurance on each person. We can dive into how we can meet other needs with these products beyond that, but let's get a good assessment and make sure everybody's covered. And with that, be sure to join us next week as we talk whole life versus IUL, guarantees versus growth potential. That one's going to be an enlightening one. Appreciate you joining us. I'm your host, James Barber, your Oregon Cash Flow Pro. I'm licensed for life insurance and annuities across the country.
And my name's Jane. I'm the host of Tech Exam Millionaire Club. We help business owners, pretty much everyone, to really learn how to become tech exam multimillionaires. I'm also licensed in several different states and happy to chat with you more.
And I'm Carlo Vaccaro with NetWell Finance. We'll work with life insurance clients across the country as well. You can find us at netwellfinance.com. or on YouTube at NetWealth Finance.
Appreciate you guys joining us. We'll see you next week.
Me too.
Thanks for watching.